So Rinpoche requests everyone to begin with engendering the enlightened attitude, which is to give rise to the wish to strive to attain perfect Buddhahood in order to aid all beings in number vast as space. And so towards that end, one resolves to listen to, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings energetically. So in order to attain Buddhahood, it is necessary to do two practices. One is meditative absorption, called space-like absorption, and one refers to the post-meditative state, and it's termed illusion-like practice. So with respect to the first one, termed space-like samadhi, one should rest in a state free of mental fabrications. So with respect to the second aspect of practice then termed illusion-like samadhi, through the force of one's meditative absorption, the first one termed space-like samadhi, in the post-meditative phase, one gains certainty with regard to the true nature or ultimate aspect of phenomena, being that they are all illusion-like, even though they appear in various forms. So in their very appearance, the true nature is that phenomena are like an illusion. So the Buddha himself has stated in one sutra that whoever knows the skandhas to be like an illusion, then should understand that illusion is nothing else but the skandhas, and the skandhas as well are nothing else but illusion. And free from conceptualizing various appearances, one experiences peace, and that is the supreme conduct of the Prajna Paramita. So then one should understand the five skandhas to be illusion-like. So even though this illusion appear in various forms, these illusions have no essence or essential quality.
They in the Pumbunga Bundayang, then Nazos Nayang,
So even though these five skandhas appear in a variety, even though they appear as a variety, they have no true or real existence. One cannot establish them as a thing, or one cannot establish them as existent as such.
Tene juma yenda pumbu yenda mzeba kibe tanda de karra sana juma ta pumbu nipote tondo ngo ranga ngo madoba kikwa yimbe tanda
re. So by stating that illusion is no other than the skandhas and the skandhas is no other than illusion, that statement means that neither of them, with respect to neither of them, an essence or substance can be established. So in that respect, they are the same. So then by saying that these two are not different, with that is meant that both of them come into existence due to the collective force of causes and conditions. So then if one asks oneself, then if everything is like an illusion, how come that one has feelings such as those of sorrow or suffering? And Rinpoche then says one should relate that to the dream state or the example of a dream. So then, with respect to the dream state, even though that feelings in a dream state lack inherent existence, they are nothing but an expression of the confusion of mind, deception. In spite of this, one experiences them as real,
as true.
So this fact, namely that one should develop compassion towards sentient beings that are under the sway of mental deception and suffering, can be established logically or justified through logic. Because if existence were real or true, then there would be no benefit whatsoever to develop compassion. So, if cyclic existence and its suffering were to be truly existent, then there would be no means that would lead to liberation from samsaric existence. But due to the reason that mental confusion suffering, etc., lack inherent existence, one can be freed from samsaric existence. So then one may wonder if beings are illusion-like, who is it that is freed from suffering? And so the answer to that is that it's a being is freed from his or her mental confusion or illusion due to the fact that confusion or mental deception lack inherent existence. So one is freed from mental deception.
Tanda Chutamje Jumatavina Tene Sanje da Sanje Jikamta so young Jumatavarin is in a young Jumatavarin.
So then one may wonder if enlightened beings and enlightened realms also are like an illusion, since it is said that all phenomena are illusion like, and this is the case. These are illusion-like as well. So, by the statement that a Buddha is illusion-like, one should understand its meaning being emptiness, its meaning as emptiness and appearance inseparable. So, illusion-like beings attain illusion-like Buddhahood by accumulating illusion-like spiritual merit. One practices the path with the understanding that existence or phenomena are ultimately empty and on a relative level they are illusion-like, they appear as illusions. So practicing the path with this understanding then is the conduct of the Prajnaparamita. So then the mode of emptiness here is as follows. With respect to the external world, the five sense objects, sound, form, etc. These should, their true nature should be understood to be appearance and emptiness inseparable. And with respect to the subject, i.e. the mind, it should be understood to be clarity and emptiness inseparable. So then the inner mind, its true nature is clarity and emptiness inseparable. And from the creativity of this mind then appear external objects, being appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Zuta terrorism now at the Nandong Yemere
So if we consider the dream state, then all appearances in a dream that appear to be external, such as form, sound, and so forth, are nothing but the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, and the mind in the dream state is clarity and emptiness inseparable. So then through the practice of the Dharma, we should come to recognize and realize that the true nature of objects, such as form, sound, and so forth, is appearance and emptiness inseparable. And we should also come to realize and recognize that the true nature of mind, the subject, then, is clarity and emptiness inseparable. So then if one realizes the true nature of the inner mind being clarity and emptiness inseparable, then in consequence suffering, disturbing emotions and so forth will decrease and vanish. So suffering and disturbing emotions will be self-liberated. So if one realizes external objects to be appearance and emptiness inseparable, then the suffering that occurs due to conceiving of phenomena as either attractive or repulsive will not appear.
So
then one may wonder if a person is like an illusion, who is it or what is it or how come that one passes on from one life to the other? One has had a former existence and one will again take rebirth as another individual in the future. And so Rinpoche says that this process is illusion-like, i.e. it's an illusion-like individual that proceeds from one life to the other. So then if the lives or existences we pass through are illusion-like, then one may ask whether karma and its effect are illusion-like as well, and Rinpoche says they are. Then the usual attitude is then that one is very contented with that suffering lack inherent existence, that it is illusion-like, but one is not so content with that the same goes for happiness. One would like happiness to be truly existent, but then Rinpoche says this is a wrong attitude, because if one understands and realizes that happiness as well lack inherent existence, one will not come to experience suffering arising from being attached to happiness. So one is not attached to a happy state of mind, and therefore one will not come to experience suffering because of this attachment, i.e. when the happiness changes into suffering later. So the majority of beings suffer from the fact that their happy state change into that of suffering. So due to the change of one's state of mind, one suffers, and this springs then from being attached to happiness. So we can consider our own personal experience, and from that we can know that feelings of happiness and sorrow change very quickly, frequently, and this is an indication of their lack of inherent existence, of them being not real or true. So then feelings of happiness and or sorrow then are unstable, they change quickly, and so in this context we should consider an example Rinpoche gives. We consider the reflection of ourselves in a mirror, and so if the mirror moves a bit, then the reflection in the mirror moves, and if we move our body a bit, the reflection in the mirror moves as well, and so this then is an indication of the instability or changing nature of phenomena in general, an indication of their lack of inherent existence. So then, if we consider then all phenomena and their instable nature or instability, we can do it considering the object or the subject. So with respect to instability of objects, then we have the mentioned example. And with respect to that of the subject, i.e. the individual, Yulchengi Yovati Kandusung Song Pei Pei Song Varave.
Yurjin Yurvada Yulchengi Yova Ni Yovati.
In Yulchengi Yova Pei Song Varave.
Gre.
Te Kogi Mindoge.
Te Mina Yandigan.
Yeah. So then we have the instability of subject and object both. Then through that we can know that or understand that all phenomena are instable, unstable, they are changing. So then we should direct this process of changing into a positive one. And that is done through the practice of the Dharma. So then, if we accumulate negative karma due to conceptual changes, due to the belief in a truly existent ego or an truly existent I, then that is a negative change. So if to due to the due to the accumulation of negative karma, one takes rebirth in inferior states such as those of the hells, then the origin of this then is the belief in a truly existent ego or an I. And so due to that, due to mental deception, our course of experience have taken a very negative direction. So then the experience which ensues from taking rebirth in the hell realms and so forth is then comparable to a person that is under the influence of ego clinging, being asleep, and dreams of being carried off by a flood or burnt by a fire.
So then
So then we have the opposite, namely that one's course of experience changes into something positive, into purity, through the practice of the Dharma, and then this is comparable to a nice dream.
Don Tambar, Chutam Jejinello, Tongbani, Hijen, Gombatan, Gunzov Janam and the Denver Madropa, the Juma Malanta, which is the Kajimores.
So it is very important to recognize and understand these two aspects of reality, the ultimate being the lack of inherent existence, emptiness, and the conventional or relative level being that appearances are illusion-like. So this was then a brief explanation on a verse in a sutra called Dupa.